people, each person was responsible. Learning requires time. It's not something that you can do quickly. Notice again, for though by this time you ought to be teachers. Enough time had elapsed where these Christians should have gone from a point of being a babe in Christ to mature, to being able to present God's message to others. We fully understand that when someone is first converted, that it will take time for that person to be able to gain enough knowledge, enough information, to be comfortable with Scripture, to be comfortable with teaching others. But even early on, surely a person ought to get to a point where they can talk to people and tell them what they did, why they did it. But it does take time. And rightly, we do not expect someone who's been a Christian for a month, a year, or 5 years to be on the same level as someone who's been a faithful Christian for 20 years. Sadly, we do not put in the hard work. Sadly, the time that we spend day in and day out, very little, if any of that, really goes to learning God's Word. Let me tell you something. You cannot get enough information, enough understanding, and enough wisdom by coming here for about 4 hours during the week. And if you come less, then it's even more difficult. The truth is, you need to take time away from this setting, as important as this setting is. But you need to take time away from this setting to study and to meditate on God's Word. Why is it that after 15 or 20 years, a person essentially knows nothing more than they did when they first obeyed the gospel? It's because they've not used time wisely. It's hard work. Think about what you have to do. You have to take time and you have to set it aside. You have to purpose in your heart, I'm going to take these 30 minutes, or I'm going to take these 15 minutes, or I'm going to take this hour, and I'm going to study God's Word, not just read it. I'm in favor of people reading through the Bible. I'm in favor of these year-long reading programs where you can follow their pattern and you will get through the Bible in 1 year. That's great. It serves a purpose because it gives us a good, broad understanding of things. But let me tell you something. That is not getting down into the meat of the information. If you take any book, that contains real information to learn, and you read through it one time, what are you really going to get out of that? Especially if it's something that you don't know much about to begin with. You see, the Bible is written in a way where it's possible for someone who doesn't know much about it to be able to study it and to learn. But what if you read through the Bible this year, and you read through the Bible next year, and you read through the Bible the year after? Again, all worthy efforts and causes. But that's all you do. Then you never get into the meat of the gospel. You never get into the meat of God's Word. It takes time to do these things. Time that you have to allow for. Time that you have to set apart and say, I am going to do this. You also find there in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, the idea of being trained by constant practice. Being trained by constant practice. Listen to verse 14. Solid food, the meat of the gospel, is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice. There are just not very many things in life that you can get good at without practice. If you're going to play an instrument, Are you going to be able to pick up that instrument without ever trying to play it before? Are you going to be able to play that instrument in a short period of time? Are you going to become proficient at it? If you're trying to learn how to do computer programming, are you going to be able to read a book quickly through and then all of a sudden have that information, that knowledge, that wisdom to be able to apply it? No, it takes a constant practice. And not only that, but practicing the right way, doing the right things. Because it does no good at all to go out and learn something the wrong way. If you've ever tried to do something that required a particular coordination, and you went out and just because you've seen it on television perhaps, or your friends have done it, and you try to do that, you try to emulate, to mimic what they do. Maybe it's a golf swing. Maybe it's throwing a baseball or a football. Maybe it's pole vaulting. If you go out and just try to do those things without any instruction, the first time, the second time, the third time, you know that you're not going to be very good at it. Trained by constant practice. It's hard to learn. It's hard to study God's Word because it's not something that you can just do intellectually. It's something that you have to do in your life. It becomes a part of you. And we also read in this passage that it's possible to become dull of hearing. In other words, it's possible to even forget what you'd one time knew because you're not paying attention, because you're not listening, because you're not applying these things. And so even what you knew at one time, you've now lost. And you got to go back from the very beginning. I used to play a lot of golf. And I got to a point where I was decent at it and felt like I could swing the club and hit the ball most of the time anyway. I didn't play for a period of about 15, 17 years. Now, I say I didn't play. I played very seldom. And all of the practice that I put in to try to get good at something left me. And I started playing a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. You know what? I've lost a lot of what I at one time knew. What I learned by going out and practicing. And so my skill, whatever I had, whatever I'd learned, became dull. There are some keys to learning. And the first one that we have to understand is it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. Now the question is, are you willing to put forth the time and the energy to learn? You're not going to know everything in a month or a year or 5 years or 50 years. I know that sometimes we can become discouraged because we think we're not progressing as rapidly as we would like, as rapidly as we should. Maybe we see someone else and we think, well, they're doing better at it than us. Doesn't matter. One of the beautiful things about God's creation and the fact that we've been created to learn is that God doesn't hold me accountable for what you learn or how much you learn or how fast you learn it. God doesn't hold me accountable for your talent and your ability. God looks at me and God knows me. God knows exactly what I am capable of. God knows what I'm thinking. He knows what kind of energy I'm putting into the process of learning. God knows all of that. And if I'm learning half of what someone else is doing and I'm putting forth the best effort I can, that is all God expects. We know the parable of the talents. And of course, that is applicable in so many different ways, but certainly in this way. The five talent man went out, gained another five. The master came home. He returned to the master the five that had been given him and five more. The two talented man did the same, except he gave the two talents back to his master with two more. And the one talented man clearly, and we understand because the context tells us, that the talents, and that is a weight or sum of money, the talents were given based on ability. And so God did not expect the two-talent man to do what the five-talent man did. God doesn't expect the one-talent man to do what the two-talent man is able to do. God expects the one-talent man to do what he's capable of. And that's the beauty of learning, you see. It takes hard work. I don't care how intelligent a person is. It takes hard work. You know, some people are blessed with a photographic memory. They read something one time and they remember it. Now, in most cases, they remember it for a relatively brief period of time if that's all they've done is read it once. But you know, people like that, they can cram maybe before a test, they can read the material quickly, and they can go into that test and they can do pretty well. But you see, if we apply that spiritually, God knows that. God knows what kind of effort we're putting into it. And God knows if we're not doing our best. The person who cannot do that, the person who has to keep up with things as they are presented in class, the information, the person who has to study as they go to make the good grade. In a spiritual sense, God understands. God is able to see that. God knows that that person is doing the best he or she can do. And even the person who has the more talent, again, for them to really learn it, to commit it to long-term memory, for them to really understand it, for them to be able to use it in a wise way, it takes more than just that casual reading. God created us to learn. And all of us can do that. Now this evening, we're going to talk about the keys to learning. We've touched the first one. But tonight, we're going to continue with the idea, and we're going to look at the keys to learning. And I'm not trying to suggest that it's easy. It's hard work, but it can be done. Wherever you are right now in your understanding of God's Word, in your knowledge of God's Word, wherever you are right now, you can be further along in a month, a year, or 5 years. You can know more. I am confident in that. I am sure of that. But it doesn't come easily. You have to be willing to put in that effort. And so there's the question. If we're going to serve God, if we want to understand God, if we want to know as much about God as we can, if we want to know as much about the Bible as we can, it's going to take effort. And I may never know as much as you know. I may never grasp as much as you grasp. That doesn't matter. What am I doing with the talent and the ability that I have? And so if you are a babe in Christ and you're down here with the milk of God's Word, that's great. Now, eat and grow with that milk and progress so that you can then enjoy the meat of God's Word. And if you've been a Christian for 20 years and you've not applied yourself, you've not put in the hard work to learn, you can't do anything about the last 20 years, but you can sure do something about it from this day forward. And so wherever you are in your spiritual life, you can do better. The question is, are we committed to doing better? And so I want to leave this thought this morning. Whatever stage you are in your knowledge and your understanding and your wisdom, you can grow. The question is, are you willing to do what is necessary to grow? If you're not a Christian, I hope and pray this morning that you will think about your condition, that you will understand that outside of Christ, there is no hope. There is no hope. And so what you need to do this morning is to come forward, confess your faith in Jesus Christ, and be baptized. If you're a child of God and you've sinned against Him, maybe you haven't applied yourself to the learning of these things. I would certainly encourage you to do that. And if you need to ask God's forgiveness, if you need to turn away from some sin in your life, we invite you to do that as together we stand and sing.